want to be a missionary pilot someday. They get to fly planes in dangerous places.
You don't have to wait to be a missionary. You can start right now. Good morning, good afternoon, or maybe even good evening. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're here. Let's get started. Every Christian has a really important job to tell people about Jesus. But you don't have to wait to be an adult to do that. You can start right now. For example, do you know a kid that everyone else teases? Why not show them the love of God by being kind to them and helping them? It might open up a chance to tell them the good news about Jesus. It's one of the ways the Apostle Paul describes to spread the good news in 1 Corinthians 9:19. He said, "I have become a servant to all people to bring many to Christ." Now for our story today, it's entitled, A Picky Witness. "I'm going to be a pilot when I grow up," Gavin told his friend Beck as they watched a small plane circling overhead. "I want to be a missionary pilot." His words were drowned out by the noise of the plane. "That's an agricultural plane," Gavin said when he could be heard again. "They spray crops from the air." Beck pointed as the plane dipped closer to the ground. "Look how close he gets to those wires." "Yeah," said Gavin. "Being an agricultural pilot is dangerous work, but it's important. One year, Dad decided we couldn't afford to spray, and the bugs kind of took over." They watched as the plane flew the length of the field and looped back around. "It takes a lot of training to fly a plane like that," Gavin said. After the plane flew off a while later, Beck picked up his baseball glove. "I'm going to show Ian how to hit a baseball," he said. "Want to come along?" Gavin frowned. "No," he said. "I can't stand that guy. He's always pestering people and asking dumb questions, and he wears funny clothes." "Funnier than yours?" Beck smiled and pointed at Gavin's ragged jeans and worn-out t-shirt. "Yeah, well, I was helping my dad on the farm this morning," Gavin said. "I don't wear clothes like this to school." "Well, maybe that's all Ian has to wear right now," Beck said. "His mom still hasn't found a job." Beck started for the gate and then turned around. "You know, Gavin, if you really want to be a missionary pilot, maybe you should start your training now. You don't have to go to a foreign country to tell people about Jesus. There are people who need to know about him right here. You could start being a missionary by showing his kindness and love to people now. Jesus is a friend to all of us, and he'll help you be a friend to others, even people who are different than you." Gavin stared at the ground, not knowing what to say. After a moment, he looked up. "Wait," he said as Beck opened the gate. "I'm coming too." So how about you? Do you know Jesus as your friend? Have you experienced his kindness and love? Are you showing that love to everyone around you, even those who are different or harder to get along with? You don't get to pick and choose the people you're a witness to. As God's child, you need to share his love with everyone. Don't be a picky witness. Treat everyone in a way that shows how much God loves them. Our key verse today is 1 Corinthians 9:19.
"I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more."
And our key thought for today, share Jesus' love with everyone. You can win prizes this summer with Word with Zach. Read the Keys for Kids devotional every day in June, July, and August, and you'll get a chance to win a Kindle Fire. Ask your parents to sign up at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening.